Chapter 8, Social Security for Divorcees and Singles. While this book was intended to provide information on the optimal Social Security options available for married couples, I'd be remiss if I didn't offer some ideas for single and divorced individuals, too. So let's cover those now. Single people. If you have never married, your benefit will be based on your own work history. But there are still things that you can do to make sure that you get the most money you can from Social Security. This generally means waiting until age 70 to apply, so that your check is not reduced, and that you get those 8% raises and COLAs to boot. And I can hear the arguments already, but what am I supposed to live on until I'm 70? It's a great question. The short answer is that you should consider spending your savings first, an idea that will raise many eyebrows, I'm sure, in exchange for getting a fatter guaranteed government check for the rest of your life. This is especially true because you don't have a spouse whose assets you might be able to rely on, in addition to your own, for support during your retirement. I don't have room in this little book to go into all the details, but I do touch on this issue in Chapter 2. I also cover the topic thoroughly in Chapter 4 of my flagship book, Retire Secure, and I encourage you to read it because it contains many important retirement planning concepts that are also beyond the scope of this little book. For a free copy of Retire Secure, go to www.paytaxeslater.com/books, and there you will find a list of my best-selling books. As a single person, you may also benefit from taking advantage of some of the Roth IRA conversion strategies discussed in this book. In your case, the maximum dollar amount that you can profitably convert will be less than that of a married couple because you use a different tax table. Still not convinced? Then refer back to Figure 2 in the very first chapter of this book. Remember, the only difference between couple number 2 and couple number 3 were the elections they made with respect to Social Security and choosing to make Roth IRA conversions. Those two decisions made a significant difference in their financial positions 30 years later. One final note for single people. If you are in a long-term, happy relationship, but have never taken the steps to formalize it through marriage, you should know that there can be an enormous financial incentive for you to do so. If, for instance, one member of the couple has earned significantly less over time than the other, the lower earner will be able to collect more income from Social Security if he or she is eligible for a spousal benefit. That will improve total household income, benefiting you both. Perhaps more importantly, he or she may qualify for a survivor benefit that is larger than the benefit available based on his or her own earnings record, but only if legally married. There are other reasons why marriage can be financially advantageous, but I don't have space in this book to cover them. If you are interested in learning more about them, please read my book, Live Gay, Retire Rich, available at www.paytaxeslater.com/books. While I wrote it primarily to assist couples who were trying to navigate the ramifications of the legalization of same-sex marriage, the information contained within it is quite valuable to all unmarried committed couples. Divorced people. If you have worked, you can always apply for Social Security benefits based on your own earnings history. However, divorced individuals may also qualify for spousal benefits, but the rules are different than for married couples. Under the current rules, as long as you were married for at least 10 years, or at least 62 years of age, and you are currently unmarried, you are eligible to apply for spousal benefits based on your ex-spouse's earnings history. If you have remarried, any benefits you might be eligible for will generally be based on your current spouse's record, unless your later marriage ended by annulment, divorce, or death. After a woman who was attending one of my workshops realized she could collect benefits from her divorced spouse's work record, she spontaneously, if a little uncensored, blurted out, "Finally, the no-good SOB is good for something!" If you feel the same way, then you might not want to overlook the possibility of collecting benefits based on your former spouse's record. Your ex has to be at least 62 years old and eligible to receive Social Security benefits himself or herself in order for you to collect benefits on his or her record. I can hear some wheels turning in some minds out there, so let's cover some of the more interesting applications of divorced spouse benefits. First, your ex-spouse will not be notified that you have applied for benefits based on his or her record. In fact, if your ex has five former spouses, they can all collect divorced spouse benefits, assuming that they all meet the requirements. And the strangest part is that nobody's benefit will be reduced because of it. Is this a great country or what? If your ex-spouse is eligible for benefits but has not yet applied, presumably because he or she is trying to earn DRCs, you can still receive spousal benefits if you have been divorced for at least 2 years. Remember, though, if you have remarried, any spousal benefit to which you are entitled will generally be based on the earnings record of your current spouse. Let's suppose that you do meet all of the requirements and you are eligible for benefits based on the earnings record of a former spouse. What happens when your ex dies? Assuming that your marriage lasted at least 10 years, you could be eligible for those survivor benefits we talked about in Chapter 4. And if your ex had multiple marriages, every one of his or her former spouses are potentially eligible for survivor benefits, along with his or her current spouse, and nobody's monthly check will be reduced. This assumes, of course, that they all individually meet the requirements to collect survivor benefits. One point that divorced individuals should definitely not overlook is the possibility of filing a restricted application for spousal benefits. This could allow you to collect a spousal benefit from your ex while at the same time allowing your own benefit to grow by those 8% raises and COLAs. Imagine the possibilities. You can take all that free money you got from Social Security thanks to that SOB and go on vacation with it. In fact, why not send your ex a postcard and say that you're having the best time you ever had because of him? As a divorced person, you may also benefit from taking advantage of some of the Roth IRA conversion strategies discussed in this book. In your case, the maximum dollar amount that you can profitably convert will be less than a married couple, but the idea might be important if there were children from your marriage. The benefits of conversions to children and grandchildren aren't discussed in detail in this book, but they are covered extensively in my book, The Roth Revolution. For a free copy of The Roth Revolution, go to www.paytaxeslater.com/books. There you will find a list of my best-selling books.